6 o'clock, and we are on Daf Kuf Tes Amud Bet Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are up to Tanya, the second widest line on Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Tanya, Reb Nachman Eimer, Kulam L'Shem. All the Anshei Zara Fogra intended for Avedis Zara, Ksuvok HaMasum on Hashem, since they said, let us make ourselves a name. Ksuvokim says to the other parts of Hashem, Alem Acherim Leshaskiru, Ma'al Ha'alon Avedis Gekhov, Ma'amchal Avedis Gekhov. The intention was to serve Avedis Zara. Am Rabbi Yechonim Migdal, Shlish Nisraf, Shlish Nivla, Shlish Chayim. The Tower of Babel, a third of it was burned by Hashem. A third of it was absorbed, was swallowed up by the ground, and a third of it remained standing. The Mepharshim say different interpretations of why that happened. Let's do Rashi first. So Rashi Shlish Nivlu, you said the Zehem, the foundations got swallowed up. Mishukasi Bekarkat Shlish, sank into the ground up to a third. Shlish Amayla Nisraf, top third got burnt. Shlish Amtori Kayim Bekarkat Veloisha Emet Baver. And the middle third is there, not that it's suspended in midair, but it's on the ground. Now, I saw two pshatim and why the significance of the third is because there were three groups. So the one that said they want to live up there weren't as terrible as the ones that wanted to serve Avodah Zarah or the ones that wanted to fight Hashem. So therefore the ones that wanted to fight Hashem, the Einish from Achloikus is get swallowed up, just like by Kairach. So therefore that third got swallowed up. The one that wanted to serve Avodah Zarah, they got burned, because that's Einish's Misa. And the ones that learned, that wanted to, not they got burned, the third of the power got burned. And the ones that wanted to live up there, they're around, not functioning, but they're around. The Migdal that represents that third. It's just the Pshat and why a third and a third and a third. Now the Pshat I started, my Raul says, is a person is made out of four elements. Solid, liquid, air, and energy. In Svarim, it is called Afra Mayim Ruach and Esh. And the Esh got burned up. That's the part that's connected. Esh got burned up. Ruach and Mayim are not visible on the outside. Person is made out of air and liquid, but they're not visible on the outside. On the outside, we see solid. So they got swallowed up. And the solid, Afra Atav Al Afra Tashuv, the solid part of man is what remains in man the longest before they disintegrate, but man remains a solid without any liquid and without any air and without any energy. That's the upper. So the Migdal had three thirds. The third that was swallowed up is connected to the swallowed up parts of a human being. The third that got burned is connected to the energy of a human being, which is called the Yisayid HaEsh. And the third that remains there is connected to upper, because that remained there lifeless, so the third of the Migdal stayed there lifeless. Again, just a drushes of why the third, the third, and the third.
This is a fair question. This was during, Noach was alive at that time.
I don't know exactly when. Yeah, I'm not sure if he's still alive by the Dar Fogel. I think he was not. I think he had died previously to Dar Fogel.
He lived through the time of Abram.
So, Noach lived, I think, 300 years after the Mabul. And 300 years after the Mabul would have brought him, that Avraham Avinu was 8 years old when he died.
I thought he was Noah 58 years within the lifetime of Avraham.
Not, then, again.
That's what I read. Anyways, but the point is, the whole world other than, nobody protested, as far as we know, right?
Right. Amarav, I mean, Avraham Avinu wasn't involved, right? Amarav, Avin Migdal Mishakayach. If somebody's within the air space of the Migdal, he's near, Rashi says, if he's near the tower and he sees it, it causes shikha. It's one of the things that can cause people to forget their learning. Amrav Yosef, Babel Ubursav Simen Ra L'Taira. Babel and Bursav are a bad sign for the Taira, meaning people who are in Babel, Bursav did, now Migdal Shailu V'Achreidim, exactly what it means, because Babel had huge Tamid HaChachamim. Someone to say in the section of Babel and Bursav, which is near the tower, it's not good for Tyra. My borsiv, I'm a ravasi bor sha'afi. Borsiv stands for a bor that its waters were emptied out, meaning causes people to forget what they learned. Again, Rashi says in the vicinity of the Migdal. Rashi aver Migdal, Mirash HaMigdal, Kamei Avira Shalir, the airspace of the city. Mishai Mitzav of the Migdal, one who stands around the tower, Viroi Avira, and he sees its airspace. Umara Gaiva Shalah, and it's height. Mishakeach Shekei Nigzar Aloy Tzamakim Sheishkach, because that place became a place of forgetting. They all forgot their languages at that place. They all forgot how to speak to each other. So that place became a place of forgetting, so it's not good for Tyre either. They forgot their Limud. I have a Talmud. And they shall end them by Avra Migdo, because they stand in the airspace of the Migdo. Lamanikushmay Borsiv Shmar Shavi. Borsiv is right to maim up that the water gets emptied out. He forgets what he learned. Shavi Kamei Hashreifa Sayayim, pouring out wine. Lashon Hurik Mikliyo Kli, pouring from one Kali to the other Kali. Me Mashma Bubble. Why is it called Bubble Shem Shakachas? Amar Avayasim Kishem Bolal. Because it confused everybody. Kishem Bilba Kodesh Baruch Hu is Lashaynim. Shem Kachim Mishakachas. It was a place of confusion. It was a place of forgetting. It was a place where, that's why it's a bad siman. Siman Raklemer, Shmam Siman Shikhri. Their name is a sign of Shikhri.
You said yesterday that they were united, but they really weren't united. Each had a different...
They were united in goal, but not united in purpose.
Right.
Anshes day main lam khaylik vayla maba. Tara about an anshes day main lam khaylik vayla maba. Shirem rav anshes day mroam b'chatoim. The anshes day were bad and sinners. Hashem ma'id. Mroam vayla mazer. They were bad in this world. B'chatoim vayla maba. They will remain sinners in vayla maba. That's one way of learning mroam b'chatoim. No, it means they will be treated as sinners in vayla maba, which means they won't get it. Amar Rav Yehuda mroam b'gufam b'chatoim b'mamaynam. The Yehuda said, no, it's referring to both in Olam Hazeh, and they're bad with their body, and they were sinners with their money. Right, Yosef said, how could I do this terrible thing of Arayas? So we see that he refers to Haro HaGdoy LaHazayis, to something that he does with his body. And it says, by a person who does not bring a carbon when he's supposed to, he will have a sin for not giving his money. So we see chet refers to averus done with money. Rashi, vay b'chol chet is a different pasuk, but it's the same idea. It's talking about not lending money to people. You won't lend. Vay b'chol chet, behind the mumman, it's a guy not wanting to do a mitzvah with his money. It's referring to the person who doesn't want to lend money because Shemitah is coming. The Torah says, v'hoi b'chol chet. And that's being done with lack of use of money, and it's called chet. That's the Gemara Vayter, Lashem, says, Roam chatoim Lashem, zu birchus Hashem. They engaged in blasphemy, ma'ayv, shemischavnim v'chaitim. It was intentional sin. It wasn't shaygig, it wasn't lack of being careful, but intentionally sinning. B'masnis Tana, in the Brayse it said, Roam b'mamayna v'chatoim b'gufam. Bad with their money, and chatoim is b'gufam. Says in the pasuk, your eye will be bad, you won't give to tzedakah. Your eye will be bad and your brother the poor. That's with money. In that very pasuk by Yosef that says raw, it also says chatasi. So either one can be used on gufam. Okay. Lashem, zubirchas Hashem. Ma'oid, this brisa learns ma'oid means zushichas damim. They engaged the murder as well. That Menashe spilled a lot of innocent blood. Yes, Doc, you had a question? I thought I saw your hand up.
No, I was just going to mention that would it be possible to understand the idea of the world to come is that there's a Chazal which states that even in the end of the sinners
they don't do tshuva, but it doesn't say they do chay.
Well, they remain in the getter.
I mean, fine. They're treated like sinners. Tana Rabbanan. Anshes Daim learned his goal, but shul tev v'shespiel on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the truth is, the Anshes Daim replicated in many ways the Dor HaMavol. They didn't do the Dor HaMavol's degree of sin, but they also had unity amongst themselves, meaning you didn't have in Zdaim people stealing from each other, but as a unit, the Anshei Zdaim did a lot of things similar to the Dor HaMabul in the way they treated other people, number one, and number two is in the cause of why they treated other people that way. The Anshei Zdaim were a victim of their own success, and therefore enacted a series of rules to prevent anybody from sharing in their success. Now, Dor HaMabul, very similar to the Dor HaMabul. It was a Ben Adam L'Chaveiro issues caused by, you don't find that the Dor HaPlugah were very wealthy people. The HaMabul, we talked about the fact that everything went right for them. The Anshei Zdaim, to a certain extent, were beneficiaries of a lot of bracha from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Very fertile land, very wealthy people, and they didn't want to share their wealth with anybody else, and therefore they enacted a series of rules to deter people from ever entering their city. Now, this is my part. I think that Anshei Zdaim came up on a very unbelievable tactic of how to get things to work. I mean, we will be learning over the next Amud about some ridiculous stupidities that they used to do. And the question is, how does anybody rationalize acting in such a ridiculous way? And the answer is, I think Anshei Zdaim stumbled upon or came to the conclusion that there's a way that they could get around all the problems their behavior does, and that is they legalized it. They made a set of rules, and then you're no longer individually responsible for what you do, because all you're doing is following the rules of the city, enforced by the court system. In Anshei Zdaim, they had a very active court system, and the court system enforced the rules of Anshei Zdaim, and therefore no one is individually responsible anymore, because now it becomes the rule of the city. That was their kiddush. No one has to have a guilt complex. You can do whatever you want, but it's the rule. I'm following the rules. What do you want from me? These are the rules of the city. And therefore, this was Anshei Zdaim's kiddush. As a city, what? I don't want to call liberals. I mean, conservatives do the same thing. I mean, this is not a, it's not a marker for liberalism. But it's, the pshat is, you can legalize it, and once it's legal, no one has to feel guilty. Whether it be abortion, whether it be killing old people, whatever you want to do, as long as it's the rule, it's sanctioned by the court system, now it's the rule. So, nobody's guilty of anything. I'm just following the rules. This was Anshei Zdaim's chiddush. As we see, we will see how the court system enforced this ridiculous set of rules, but it was rules. It was country law, city law. This was in the charter. This was in the in the rule book. So right, in the legal code. So therefore, I think this was their chiddush in rishus, right? Whereas Dor HaMabul were personal rishon, and Dor HaPlugah had unity and wanted to rebel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Anshei Zdaim didn't do anything wrong. Everything they did was fine and legal and right, and they only prosecuted people that broke the laws. Happened to be that if you live normally, you broke the laws. But what can they do? That's not their problem. It's the law. And they just enforce their own laws. And I think that'll be clear in the Gemara. I think that was their hesafa to the Book of Rishus in the world. Their added page after the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaPlugah. I think this was the Anshei Zdaim's kiddush that they introduced into the world. Many have followed, but that was the Anshei Zdaim's kiddush, I think. Let's read it inside. Anshei Zdaim did not become haughty only because he had a lot of good. What is it written by them? It was a land that they had a lot of bread. However, at the end of the day, it turned into fire, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned them over and burned them. Malkim Sapir Avaneha, place of sapphire, the Afrezo of Lai, a lot of gold dust. Meaning they were rich in many ways. Some countries, the Mepharshim say, have fertile land, but they don't have minerals. Some countries have minerals, they don't have fertile land. They had everything. They had minerals, they had fertile land. They were a very wealthy country. The Sivlo Yadu Ayat, it was a path that the vulture never knew. Meaning, it was like, hands off, nobody come here. Like, nobody ever, you know, you don't come there from outside. And ayat, I think, is a reference to strangers. And the bird, the eye of the ayah, which is a certain bird, never, how does he learn shesvasai? False notion of seeing. Never observe. Vahidruchu b'nei shachatz, were not stepped on by b'nei shachatz, who are b'nei shachatz. mighty beast. The other of Shachal, and the lion did not step on it. What's other?
Traverse.
Okay. Amru, they said, since we have independently wealthy, so we don't need to interact with anybody else out of our city. We don't need travelers. We don't need people that are traveling, not for business, not for anything else. We are doing fine ourselves. They're only coming to take away from our money. Let us make people forget that we exist as far as that they can travel into here. Shinama Parats Nachal, Zakarish Baruch Hu burst open a stream of sulfur and fire. Me'am Gar, from a nation that how does he translate Gar? That moved from the place of its going?
Been forgotten by the wayfarers.
That's how Nishkachim in the regal, the word before that. From the normal course? Hanishkachim in the regal that were forgotten by wayfarers' feet. Dalu me'enosh, removed from people. Me'enosh no. Dalu me'enosh no. How does he translate that?
Assigned to eternal disgrace.
They're assigned to eternal disgrace. Rashi. The Trashi, Eretz Mimenu Yatzalachem, Eretz Tzveh, V'tayvah, here it's a satisfied and good land. Chetzeh Nepo, Kamayesh, Rakha Nepo, and it got turned over. Chimagash, Eretz Mimenu Yatzalachem, Sheshlonu Shipu Alachem, there's so much abundance of bread. Lama Lonu Waivri Drachem, why do we need travelers? Shakach Shliyavroi V'drachem, Vartzeinu, nobody should pass by our land. Paratakadish Bokhu Nachal, Gopher Tzveh, she broke out a stream of sulfur and fire. Mayam Gar, Mimakam Ali Chosai. They were from the norm. What was Mamgar again? From the normal way?
Normal course.
Normal course. And from where they were going upwards. And they had thrown away, meaning, and he threw it upon them. Who were they? Hashem threw the godfrey and age upon them. The ones that used to make wayfarers, travelers, forget about them. When they were removed from their land, no means traveled away, so navanad, meaning deroyed for ultimate embarrassment. Gar, mayim hanigarim, water, I guess, that runs in the normal path. Yes?
As part of this, there are plenty of books and magazine stories and things like that about people who won lottery tickets and then their lives got ruined. And, although the Benjamin wanted to test me with that, I don't know that I could. But there was also a book published last year, about a year and a half ago, looking at the effects of oil wealth on various countries. And if you take a look, the countries which have gone wealthy from oil virtually universally have turned into dictatorships, some more benign than the others, but in any case they have wound up being one person rules of which are overlorded all the people. So as much as I pointed out, the rebellion on hanging a bag all around someone's neck really doesn't benefit.
Okay, I don't think they didn't have a dictatorship, but it seems they were very democratic in fact.
There's a
Malstein. Yeah, there's a Malstein, but I don't think that was the reason they had a king.
So that was normal.
That was a normal, right.
So Lot was invited there because he thought that Griffith Avram is going to bring more...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you just said. Lot moved there because he liked it.
Right, but they let it...
Rashi says he liked the Arias there, too. They were in the Arias.
But didn't they hire him as the...
He became a judge.
Right. It's because they thought that he would...
Doesn't say. Anything you say now, you're speculating.
We're saying now that they didn't like visitors.
Right. But they're not people that moved into town. You could become a resident. You could apply for residency if you waited long enough in line. But maybe he came in illegally. Maybe he was from Mexico. I don't know. I just thought
maybe they thought that he had a certain...
Maybe
you
can bring a certain bracha. I said that's speculative. You want to say a drasha, it's fine. The Gemara doesn't say it.
No one listening to me in a drasha.
Yes.
What
was
not on the
welfare
roll.
Right.
He added the treasure.
Yeah, he was a rich guy. I know it's all speculative. It doesn't say why they accepted him and didn't accept anybody else. It doesn't say.
because you brought in money, not take out money.
Barashava Maidachiv, it says in the Pasuk, Anna, to Haisasu, will you think of treacherous ideas, Al Ish, against man? To Ratzchu Kulchem, you will all kill him. Kikir Natui, like a wall that is bent over. Gadir Hatchuya, like a fence that is pushed down. Melamed. This Pasuk is in Tehillim. And David HaMelech seems to be saying it, referring to people who are acting like Anshei Zayim. How did Gemara knew that it was going on Anshei Zayim? I don't know. Malamed comes to teach me, Shai Naisnim Enayim Bebali Maman. When people with wealth came into town that were not residents of the city, so what they used to do is, they set up the following way. A Meshivan Aitzei Tukir Natoi, they used to put him next to a weak wall, the Daichen Aitzalov, and they used to push it down on him. And then when they dug up his body, they also relieved him of all the contents of his pockets and packages, and they took away his money. Now, the Mepharshim say, that they did this because their claim was that he knocked the wall down. And by sitting near the weak wall, he caused the destruction of the wall, therefore he has to pay for it. And that was their way of taking away all his money. And when the Yarshim used to come and claim that this was their father's money, this was the people from out of town, they said that the expenses incurred in that we had to, a lot of dealings here, that he knocked down a wall, we had to dig him out of the dirt, and it was very expensive, and therefore whatever he had remained ours. That's what some of the Mepharshim say. Some of the Mepharshim say that people come from out of town, the Yarshim ain't coming to collect the money later on, they don't know what he had, and they just took advantage of that, and they just relieved him of his goods when they sent him, into the next world very quickly. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Darish Rav Maidach Tivit says in the Pasuk, let me catch up with Rashi. So Rashi says, "The Devakshi Tarmiyos V'Teyanos, treachery and falseness." So that's Chukucham. I dig here not to the Gadar Ratchuya by having this wall that is weak and the fence that can be pushed down easily. Dr. Gemara writes, "Darish Rav Maidach Tivit says in the Pasuk, Chotzer B'Chayshik Batim." They dug out at night the houses. Yaimam chitmu lamai. In the day, they sealed it. Yaduar. They did not see light. Did not know light. Malami chay naistim enayim bebali maman. What they used to do is they saw people had money. One of their other tactics of relieving people of their money was they realized guests that had money. Maskidin eskle afarsamain. In the welcome package in Zayim, a person got balsam, nice fragrant thing that they welcomed him. They gave him good flowers, a bouquet of flowers. They gave him balsam oil, which has a beautiful fragrance. And that was the way they welcomed people to Zayim. It sounded like a very positive welcome. And then the people put it, they went to sleep at night. They put away their stuff that they had, while they went to sleep. But Arab bought them a recognizing kekelev at night. They used to come smell it like dog comes to sniff. Shnama yeshuvu la'arab yemu kekelev. They make a tumult like a dog. V'yisaybu v'ir. They go around the city. Ubo'im the chaytum sham the night v'naisem aman. And the fragrance led them to exactly where it was hidden. It was a way of how they could pick it up. It was their GPS of finding where it was hidden. And through the fragrance. So by giving them the fragrance, they were able to identify where the money is hidden, and therefore they were able to come at night and relieve the guy of his money.
This sounds like they actually robbed the man, which goes against law.
They didn't rob any inhabitants of the city. This did not happen to the locals.
They always found the law, reverse law, to justify what they were doing.
Right, this sounds like they broke the law. They truly, the other, as we can learn on other days, most of the stuff seemed to be enforceable by law. This one, it doesn't say that there was a law backing it up. I guess these were the non-law abiding citizens. Rashi, Yaimam Chitru Lamai, Hayayim Saisman Vesagrim, the day they close it up and they lock it up, Kilu Layaduar, as if they don't know light. Claim a Saisman Vesagrim, it's a way of saying they seal it, they prepare their thing. Afar Saman Shalahem, Lapkida Biabali Maman. They should put whatever it is in their treasure places where they keep it. The usually when you give somebody something, you tie it up well, you give it to them, and meanwhile it has a beautiful fragrance that leads people to the money. That's the Gemara. Now, the Gra puts it here, skips the next two lines, and I'm not here to be masking or disagree with the Gra, that's not my job. Except, if you ask me, it makes a lot of sense, because the Gra brings a story that has to do with this very tactic. Darish Abjaisi B'tzipori, I'm skipping down a line and a half. Darish Abjaisi B'tzipori, Abjaisi Darsh in this Drash and Tzipori, after Nahilayla Tlasmeya Makhtarta B'tzipori. That morning, that night, 300 break-ins in Tzipori, because people at the Drash heard how they can identify where people keep their money. So they gave this expensive balsam oil, which people put right away where they keep their expensive items. And that night, the Ganavim went around town and picked it up. Picked up the money, including the balsam. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi, by darshaning it, really gave them a tactic of how to identify where people keep their money. Also, become a tzar late, so people came and were matzai Rabbi Yaisi for giving them that. Amrulay, they said, Yehovah's Archim Legambi, you just gave a new path for Ganavim. Did I know the Ganavim would be by my shear? Meaning, how am I supposed to know that when I give a shear, they're going to come and come? Now, the Gemara says he could have answered, the Mepharshim say he could have answered that we're supposed to say the truth. That Amaron, we're always faced with this dilemma. Should they let people know all these tricks that they know from Chazal, from Tyra, or should they cover it up? On one hand, if you cover it up, you're not teaching people the correct Torah, number one. Number two is, you make it sound like you're out of touch with reality, that you really don't know how Ganavim operate. If you do let them know, you might be teaching people who are not so well-versed in the ways of Ganava, ways of doing it, which is exactly what happened by Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi didn't say that. Rabbi Yaisi just said, I had no idea that in my shir, there were Ganavim sitting there, waiting to take advantage of my idea. Let me just finish the next line. He could not stop saying to Rabbi Yaisi, shavu myself in the Tzipora dummy. When Rabbi Yaisi died, the downspouts, the gutters of Tzipori were filled with blood. Meaning it's trying to prove the Mepharshim say, A, that he lived in Tzipori, B, that he, when he died, his schus went away, and the blood came flowing. Meaning people shouldn't think that he didn't have schusim, and, he didn't save them from Gneva, and his idea caused Gneva. But Adaram, when he died, it was a Simon Hashemayim, that Tzipori had just lost out in a big way. Yes.
If they're going to the Rav Shir, we had a better class of Ganesha also. But we have established well in Warren Shams and many other places that there are halachas, Mamash halachas, that one does not publicize. So a modus operandi for a burglar called a chaimer.
Now, see, I think this is different. The halachas that we don't publicize is because people don't keep them. So we don't want to.
No, there are various ways around things.
Yeah, again, because they're legal loopholes, but this is different. If you don't announce this, you're showing a lack of understanding of modus operandi of a ganav, and it reflects badly on the tana, that he doesn't understand what really happens. They don't understand the way of the world. They sit cloistered in their base medrash, and they don't know what's happening around the world. And the Tanoim are really much better, more street smart than the street smarts are. And part of that is teaching them the fact that they see it all in Torah. Rashi.
Where is
Tzipori? In Bava? It's a Tana. Rabbi Yaisi is a Tana. Well, they came to Shir. 300 is a Lashon Gozma, always.
Okay.
It just meant to say a rash of burglaries that night. He dashed in the pasuk of digging in the darkness the houses. They smelled it. How do I know that these guys were Ganavim? Since it mentioned the city of Tzipori, the Asr of Yaisi Hasamava, that was the city. Come to tell me that he was from Tzipori. That's the Gemara Vayter. Back to the Gemara between the Aleph and the Beis.
If Lo would have said he's going to go to the other direction, Rome would have ended up in Sodom.
Yeah, that is a question. What am I supposed to answer you? I have no right to answer what I'm doing. Whatever I'm going to make up. I don't like to make things up.
Why don't we just assume that?
No, but you said, am I small? I mean, if I'm small.
But it's a big, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if he would end up in Sodom. He could end up in West. Again, it's all speculative.
Rebbe just unfastened in support. Only the Ganavim went to the Shir?
No. No, it didn't say only. Didn't the rich people go to the Shir?
Yeah, exactly.
Good question.
Maybe not.
Or they were busy taking care of their money. They were relieved of it that night. Yes.
If Lord had gone down to the West, probably would have wound up in Las Vegas.
Arim Halachu. Arim Halachu Medli Lufush. They went undressed without clothing. This is referring to the fact that they take away the clothing from the poor. That's what they did inside. The Ink Sus. And there was no clothing. Bakara. What is Bakara?
Oh. They were allowed to make it to spend the night in clothes, no garment, to shield against the cold.
To shield. Hamar Yisaimim Yenagu. They took away the donkeys of the orphans. Chablu Sharamana. They wounded the oxen of the widows. Gvulos Yasigu. They took away the boundaries, meaning they stole boundaries of land from other people. Eda Gazlu V'yiru. They stole flocks. Vayiru means and grazed them. Who the varais yuvol? They will be taken to the graves. Vagodish yishkoid, and at the end of the day, he will be buried next to the pile of grain. That's where he will end up. That's where he's looking forward to going, referring to people with daim that did this to the poor people who came to their town. That's the Gemara Vayitzer. Amri, going back to the Gimel now. One of the rules of Zdaim. Now we're entering Zdaim's legal code. One who has one shor grazes, takes care of the shorim for one day. The last play, liri treyaymi. And the one who doesn't have any shorim has to graze, has to take care of the shorim 2 days. Seems an absolutely absurd rule. How can you say that one who has oxen and shorim animals has to take care of them 1 day, and the one who doesn't have any has to take care of them 2 days? Well, the reason for that is that Mepharshim give many reasons to their law. One of the reasons is they said that people that don't have shvarim don't have work in the land, so they have a lot of free time. So therefore, the ones that have shvarim, that means they have land to till. So they have land to till, they have work, so we can't make them graze around, take care of the city's animals more than 1 day, because they have work to do. Whereas people that don't have shvarim means they don't have land. If they don't have land, that means they are sitting with a lot of time on their hands, so they might as well do this community a favor and take care of the shvarim for 2 days. Others say that the fact that they didn't have shvarim means they're not wealthy. People that are not wealthy are usually lazy. That was the attitude. This was like the conservative attitude. You're not working, because if you work, you become rich. Right? So this was good conservatism in the play. So we can't blame only the liberals for everything. And therefore, what happened was they said, oh, they don't have any shvarim. That means they're lazy people. We're going to make them, we're going to teach them how to work, and they double the load of work on them because they're obviously lazy, the raya being they don't have any wealth. That's another pshat I saw in the reasoning behind this daim law. Ahu Yasma Ba'ar Milta, there was a Yasim, the son of an Amana, Havulei Tura Lemire. They gave him oxen to take care of. He didn't have any of his own, so they told him he's got to take care of 2 days' worth. So he went, Azu Shaklinu V'Ketlinu, he killed them. And then he told them, following your law, the Islay Tura Nishko Khadmashcha, those who own a oxen are entitled to one of the skins, the Lesley Tura Nishko Trey Mashcha. Since I had to do double the work, I should be entitled to double the skins of the animal, based on your logic that those who don't have to do double than those who have. So I will follow your logic and take it to the next level, that I think I'm entitled to double the skins of any of all the people that own the shvarim, because I don't own any. Just like I was entitled to double the work.
Welfare.
Right. Okay. This played Torah, that was the Yasin Ba'armel, that was a liberal. This played Torah, Kachay Min Hagim Shan Shistayim. Mishahay Leishar Echad Reyekol Behemoth Yo Yem Echad. Used to graze the animals of the field, one of the city, one day. Mishahay Le Behemoth Mechalim of Meres Beijalim. Amulu Yasin Lamar the Torah, this way Chat Torah, it should get double. Okay. Next rule they had. I'm sorry. Right. I'm a lay my high. They asked him, what do you mean? I'm a loose time dinner. Kephilas dinner. The end should be like the beginning. My Kephilas dinner this way to a marriage. Had you I mean the last way to a marriage? Try I mean. Just like at the beginning. The one who didn't have had to work double than the one it had. I'm saying dinner. It's a chatur. Let's go chat. Let's go chat. Let's go chat. The other Mamabra, those who crossed the drawbridges or the boats that took them across the river, they some chadzuz, had to pay toll one zuz. The loyaver b'mamra, anybody that avoided paying tax and went a different way, base of trey had to give two. Now, the basis of that, the Mepharshim say, for many reasons. The Mashal says it was a tax. Since you're not contributing to the coffers of the city, we have to tax you, so you should learn how to contribute. And these were people who were trying to avoid paying the toll. The city needs the income of the tolls. So you're trying to avoid giving the city the income of the tolls, so you have to pay double. That was the idea. You're trying to get out of paying by going around a roundabout way. We want to mandate you to use this so we can have the money from you. That's the idea. And that's what Mashal learns. That's why they did this. So Trashi, the other b'mabish, hamabish lemayim mayim of azim, they're crossings at strong water. This is the way they judge. Anybody who traveled a different way had to pay double. The Havilei Dara Delivni, anybody had a pile of bricks. Now this seems to be even in the city. Anybody that piled up bricks to build, everybody took one brick. Claiming, I'm not really stealing. I'm taking one brick. What do you want from me? One brick. You can't afford one brick? Yeah, but the problem is if 200 people take one brick, you don't have many bricks left. I'm only taking one. The Shadi Tumi or Simchi, those who had spread out either garlic or onions, I'm only taking one. Meaning basically, small time gneva was legal. You were allowed to take one thing. Not stealing, it was legal. I'm taking one thing, big deal. You know, the cumulative effect, it didn't bother anybody. It was, the legal was, as long as you don't do any stealing of any value, it's fine. You can steal little by little, even though what it does to the guy is... Tukrashi, Dhamitli Dari, Dhalivni, Mishayla, Shuris, Levainim, he had rows of bricks, Megabal, Vaisaisam, he used to knead them, make them out of mud, Hebokal, Chazal, Chazanay, Blachas. Shadi Tumay Asimchi, Mishay, Mefazim, Vishatech, Lepon, Avshumam, Vitzolim, Liyavshim, Kalecha, Zechara, Hebokal, Blachas. That's the way it works. You can take one away from anybody without any problem. Yes.
This works out very well with the connection that Margaret wanted to make earlier between this and Dura model.
Right. They point that out. Right. That's the Gemara. I bought Dayanim Hayabizdaim. There were four Dayanim in Zayim. Shakroi, Shakraruri. These are two names of liars. Zayfi, forgers, and Maspli Din, and people who delay, who turned it in. Meaning, basically, they stood for everything that Din should not stand for. There was no honesty in the system. But it was legal. The somebody who hit his friend's wife and caused her to miscarry. Armilay, the legal system said, Yehovah Nali the Nabre, give your wife to the guy to get her pregnant again. Nahalach. This was the rule. This was the rule book. As stupid and ridiculous as it sounds, the rules of Zdaim said this is totally, not only permissible, but this is the way you punish the guy who caused your wife to have a miscarriage, is by making him re-impregnate her. The Pasuk by Lu'udna the Chamra the Chavre, somebody who cut off the ear of his friend's donkey, Amar Lehavin Ahala the Katcha, give it to him till it regrows. You know, he has to bring it back in shape. So give it to him till the ear regrows, which is a way of saying, you know, forget about it. The Pasuk by Lechavre, one who wounded his friend, pay him because he let blood out of you. The other b'mabra, now these were for guests, the Rashash says.
What was the last one?
If you wounded somebody, they charged the victim for the fact that his blood was left. He had to pay for bloodletting. The other b'mabra, now this is for guests. The Rashash says the first other b'mabra that we had before was for inhabitants. Guests who came through the drawbridge, you have arbozuzi, they didn't have easy paths. So they had to pay four zuzim. The other b'maya, those who traversed the water without taking advantage of the mabra, you have tandi zuzi. They had to pay double because they weren't using they weren't contributing to the city's welfare, so therefore they had to pay double. Zimna chada, Let's catch up with Rashi. Says Rashi, I'm loyal to Nigzel. Ma chatzarti loch. Like kachtim chashum echad. I only took one garlic. For him to kareich the kanim kan, he's left basically empty. Zayfel maskli den. Yavin halid yishkav imach shetem embarrassed. He should live with her until she becomes pregnant again. At the katchach shetitzmach aznai until the ear grows back. The father also petzi made a wound from a pedas from sechus of edizara. The other b'maya, even b'raglo b'maya, the mayim in the water. That's the gemara writer. Zimna chada. There was one time asahu kaivis. This laundry guy came. I don't know why this story is mentioned. We have to identify who it was. Iglu Hasimi came there. Amalei, they said to him, Habdal Duzi. They said, you didn't pay the toll. Amalu, I know, but my Avri, I didn't use the drawbridge. Amalei, I can't have Tamanya. So if that's the case, you got to pay eight. The Avri is Vamaya. You should cross the water. Vayohiv, he didn't want to give. Paju, so they beat him up. Asa would come to the diners. He took him to court for beating him up. And now you got to pay them for letting the blood out, which you also have to pay the eight, the fact that you crossed the water, you broke the rules, you got to pay up.
The rationale
is that you're not contributing to the society. That's what Mashal learns. That is, you're trying to avoid being a contributing member, so we are going to take you at double. Right.
Well,
the kind of thing,
the
Nazis, the things like this,
further ferment the Jews.
Same
thing.
Right.
So Lord was a judge over there, so he was enforcing
these rules. I don't know how much of a judge he was. I think he was appointed a judge that day, right? Roger says. I think it was that day he was appointed a judge. I don't know how much time he had to act as a judge.
Well, he took the job.
He took the job, yeah. He definitely took the job. And it was good pay. Paid well. Eliezer Eben Avraham is Rami Hassan. Eliezer Eben Avraham happened to be inside. The Jew, so somebody beat him up. Asamu Khan Medina, so he went in front of the judge. Amalei Havlei Agri the Shakul of Dhamma. So the judge says, well, I'm sorry to say, the rules say you gotta pay. Shakul Glola Pajuhu Iyu, Medina. So he took a stone or a piece of wood, Rashi has Tupchatim, and he wounded the judge. Amr Mai Hai. So the judge asked him, what are you doing? Now, the Mepharshim say the judge's question was, are you protesting my judgment, and for that you get punished, or are you letting my blood, and therefore you can charge me? I'm just trying to have you owe money so you can go pay him. Right? I owe him money because he beat me up, so I beat you up, you owe me money, so why don't you guys take care of business yourselves and leave me out of it? My money can be left alone. Have a loop her eyes, they had this bed.
What?
Nothing. Just end the story. Have a loop her eyes, they had this bed that the guests were put to sleep on. Now, it was a one size fit all bed. But it was a fit one size bed, meaning they basically stretched or cut people to the size of the bed. Timara Gaizilei, when they, was a long bed, they cut off his feet. He goods when it was a short, when he was a short, when he was a long guy, they cut off his feet. When he was short, Matzchim, they stretched him. Eliezer, Eben Avraham, Iklullah, Hassim, Eliezer is there and he has to go to sleep. Amalei, they said to him, Kum Gan Aburya, go lay down on bed. Amalei, Nadja Nidvim Yayma the Misa Sima, I made a netter from the day my mother died. Laganin Aburya, I don't sleep in bed, I sleep on the floor. Rashi. The Trashi, Glola Makulish Nakrina Evan. Amalei, Dain Eliezer, my high. The money you owe me because I took blood out of you. Give it to the guy that took blood from me. The Levi will be left alone. The dying said, I wish I could have left you alone, meaning I wouldn't have passed that you owe money, then you wouldn't have wounded me.
I mean, you think you're doing action against them?
What?
These people are so. Is that going to hurt him for hitting him?
Well, that's the way it goes. That's the rules. You have to play by the rules.
Someone take his wife and judge his wife and
this,
to give his wife to him?
The rule. It's the legal system.
Number one, one might point out that we're dealing with someone who was part of a pair which handled an army of four kings. So not exactly someone to be messed with. The other thing is, I haven't seen anyone comment on this, but it seems to start out. there are three people who are the image of Avram, which is Yitzhak, but also Eliezer and Levi.
I never thought about Eliezer. Light I thought about.
Eliezer,
Rashi brings it by Light. Rashi brings it by Yitzchak. Rashi does not say it by Eliezer.
I'd
be in some farm somewhere. I'm not. I don't argue. Light we know ain't a raya. Rashi doesn't say it.
In any case, you know, he certainly is a projection of Avram. As
that's
Avram.
For sure.
And so we see a very different path taken in load by the two. In Sodom by the two of them.
Right, that is true.
Was this just something he said, or is this true that he always slept on the floor?
Well, you know, if he was Rav Yankov Kamenetsky, once he said it, he would keep it. Right, the famous story where Rav Yankov was invited by someone for Pesach. He didn't want to eat there, so he said he doesn't eat kibbutz. And from that day on, he never ate kibbutz.
Wow.
Because he didn't want to say a lie. So he had said he doesn't eat kibbutz, which was just became a new minig of his. He didn't eat kibbutz from then on, because he said he doesn't eat kibbutz.
But
see,
there's
an Abramovich that said, does not say. Our old guy, now Rashi here for some reason is out of print, out of order, and the Rashi is the last Rashi on the first column is the Rashi that goes in this Gemara. Aruch Gai Tzilei Kesha Aruch Aruch, when the Aruch was long Gai Tzilei Yaisim Aruch Yaisim Amita, more than the bed Mekatsu Naisim Bistaka, they shorten them with a knife Gai Tzilei Lashin Gutz short Kach Shemati Vizdu Gai Tzilei Gai Tzilei Maschalei, they stretched him at the Mesparki of Arev till his limbs got dislocated. Back to the Gemara.
For some reason, that's the of all the stories, that's the one that Rashi and Chumash brings down.
I don't think Rashi and Chumash brings it down. That's the one people say over because it's gory, has blood, wakes people up. Especially when you say it to like second graders, they, you know, like they, you know, they can come home by the Shabbos dish and say this over. You know, I mean, it has the ingredients necessary. That's the Gemara writer. Kav Mitzramelu Anya, when they had a poor person, Yavale Kochad V'Chadinra, everybody gave him a coin because of Shmealoi. Everybody gave him a dollar bill, but wrote his name on the dollar bill. But Rivkalah the mom didn't give him any food. Kavi Mayas, when he died out of hunger because nobody gave him a morsel of bread, also Kochad V'Chad chuckled today, and everybody came back and took their money back. So they gave him tzedakah, and then they came and took it back after he died. Rashi. What?
Did you
let him buy food?
No.
No, they didn't let him buy food. No.
The point is, they saw someone's name on it, so they didn't take the money.
Could be. Rashi is still in the wrong, meaning not in the wrong place, but in the second column. Because of Shmei Aluya, because Yaakov Kolenko Benko Dinin Shaloi, everybody should recognize his dinner. Yaakov Kolenko Benko Dinin Shaloi. Rifto Le Mamtle Hisno Benem Shlo Yisto Le Pas. They wouldn't give him any bread because they should almost be should die in hunger. Shemais. Also, Kochad Lachad chuckled the Dinri Didei, and when he finally did die, everybody went and took his coin.
Dinri Didei means like an heirloom or something?
No, his coin.
I mean, his coin.
Your dollar bill.
It's all worth the same thing, right?
You know, this way you never, you know, this way you can identify, you know, maybe people that didn't give will come and claim that they gave. This way it's provable, it has your name on it. Not the Gemara Vayitzer. I guess you had one, and you know, you had your dinner with your name on it.
Yeah,
every poor person got to get the same dinner.
You reserved that one for all the
invitations. Not the Gemara Vayitzer. Yai Machad. I'm sorry. They also had another rule. Hoch Asta Benayo. The following. This is their rule. Commander Masman Gavir Lebehilula. Anybody that invites a guest to a chasana from out of town, the Shalach Glima. We will take away his clothing. You invite a guest, you lose your clothing. Take away your coat. Habiyahaya Lulu, there was this chasana. Ikro Eliezer Vahasam, Eliezer walks in, Liyavalinam, and nobody wanted to give him a piece of bread. He's hungry. She could buy the missed when he wanted to eat. Also, Eliezer Vahasam will stay for the cooler. So Eliezer sits down by the table, which was an audacious move on Eliezer's part. He was not an invited guest. He had no place card. And he came and sat down at the end of the table. So, Amrulay, they said, Man Azmanach Lahacha. Who invited you to the wedding? Amrulay, Lahudi Yasuf, he says to the one next to him, Atta Zamanta, you're the one that invited me. I'm sitting right next to you. I'm your guest. Omar, so the guy said, Dilma Shama be Dana as Minta. Maybe people will hear that I invited him. They'll take away my coat. Right? They're not going to investigate to see if it's true. They'll take my coat. So, Shaku Glime, Ahud Yosef Gabay, brought Labora. So the guy grabs his coat and runs out. The last thing he needs is to be accused of inviting a guest. He's going to lose his coat. Because till they run the investigations, meanwhile, he'll be prosecuted by the media. And it'll be over. They'll take his coat, and it'll be over. So now he takes his coat and runs out. So the Ezra has no problem. So he moves up one. The Kain Avid Lakulu. He moves to the next guy and tells the next guy, "You invited me." Adonofi Kulu. They all ran away for the fear that they'd be accused of being the one that invited him. But Achli is the seduced that he got to eat the whole meal because it was leftover food. He wasn't going to let it go to waste, so he ate it up and did them a favor. Rashi, Hoki asked the Badayu. Rashi is now back. In the first column where we had skipped from, Kol Manda Mazman Achsanya LeBeiluma. Anybody that invites a guest to a chasana, Lishtuchu LeGlima Yafshitu is Big Day Ita Ishi Mina. They will take away his clothing. Rata LeYezer Avram VYasav Atay for the Kulu. Halach VYasav Besed Kulu. He said at the end, Amalei Man Azmanach LeHochav. Amalei LeYezer LeMan Yosef Gabei Atzman Tani LeHochav. You invited me here. Shavu Glima the Yosef LeGabei. He took the coat of the one sitting next to him. The Rot Labori ran outside. She Misyaris LeYishman Shamokim SheLeYezer Amishuzimle. He was afraid people would hear that LeYezer said he invited him. Lishtu Kulumana to take away his clothing. Halach VYasav LeYetzal Sheni VAmer Kamaykin Chenu Cholechad Echad Ad the Azbu Kulu VAchal LeYezer Kol Asuda. They were so afraid of the reaction of people because of being accused of this horrendous crime of inviting a guest. You know, you didn't want to. By the time the trial is finished, nobody's going to wait around. You're accused. You'll be condemned. And therefore, it was kedai to run away and forget about the whole chasana. Meanwhile, Eliezer was a beneficiary of this because he kept on eating food and he got a lot of food. That's a very good question. In fact, the Gemara had identified him, Eliezer Ben Avraham, at the beginning of this whole study of the Gemara. I don't know the answer. I mean, I can give you a lot of drush to say on it, that he did it with Koyach Ben Avraham, but I don't know. The honest truth is, I don't know. I never was aiming on it. It's a new thing to think about. What? I mean, yeah, I guess so. We were talking about Eliezer for the last, piece, so I don't know. But we have a few more lines till we finish time off. Have he repeats it, there was this girl that have a Anya, she used to take out bread to the poor for chatzva in a jug. Igloi Milsa, they caught her. Shafu Dupsha, they put her on, they smeared her with honey. Some say it was Lloyd's daughter, but the Gemara does not identify her. Vulkamal Igor Shura, they put her on the top of the roof. Igor Shura is the top of the roof of the wall, of the wall around the city. Us the Ziburi, the bees came, Vachlu and ate her. Rabba is referring to the girl. Now Rashi says it in the word in Chumash Haketz Akasa, her cry. Takas Riva Achas, Rashi says. The Gemara darshens it from the word Ki Rabba. Rabba as Riva. Rashi brings it her cry. What's her cry? So Rashi says either the whole country is referred to as an individual or referring to this one girl that was crying. Rashi, back to the second column, Revisa Nara, a girl, Bechatzel, Betech Katshala, and her jug, she had his Lusha Mayim, when she went to draw water. This is like the Nazis did. If you caught anybody helping a Jew, you killed them. So, Shafu Sakhawai said they smeared Igashur Agaba Chaima, Tirava al Iske Riva, because of the girl. We will continue in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.
And I get the Yehuda is very anti-Hasidic.